Welcome to another Rocket pregame show. Crittenden County will be going down to Reedland this week at 7:30. Kickoff is at 7:30. These games have changed. They changed during the season. Some are at 7, some are at 7:30. This week, 7:30 at Reedland High School. It'll be the last time we ever go down there. That school will not exist after this year. So we have with us today Coach Starnes, Coach Clark, as usual. Coach Starnes, kind of get this thing rolling. We've got, we're 2-2 going into this game. Reedland comes in at 3-2, equivalent type records, and this is the first district game. How big is this for us?
Well, Chris, you know, there's a couple factors going into this. First of all, it's a district game, so it's going to be huge for district or postseason play. For us to be able to get this game. And the second thing that we think that it's important is that Reedland selected us as a homecoming. So it's the last homecoming that Reedland High School will have.
Wow.
And so they selected Crittenden County. So it's our job to make sure that they have a very memorable homecoming.
Well, you know, the series record between the two schools, ironically, is Crittenden leads at 13 wins to 12 and one tie. So Reedland's actually beat the Rockets nearly as many times. But over the past 10 or 20 years, it's been lopsided. Crittenden leads a series by a huge margin. And in fact, we've won the last five meetings and eight of the last nine. So this is a game Crittenden County fans have come to expect to win.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're a team that has struggled here lately. I think in the early 70s, they were a good football team. I know that they're the team that beat us back in 94, that broke their 27 game losing streak or something. And, you know, I remember watching the news the next morning. They had a celebration at their school and all that. So that's still kind of bitter in me because it was against us in Crittenden County. So, you know, we're going to be excited about this ball game. It is a district ball game. It is their homecoming. We have something to prove. We're just coming off of a horrible loss. You know, I think the kids, they've been excited about it. We've had a great week of practice. And the kids understand what it's going to take to win this ball game. And make no mistake, I mean, they've got some kids that play hard and they run the ball real well. And so, you know, we're going to have to understand that and make sure that we take care of business tomorrow night.
Their running backs are all have rushed for over 100 yards in a game. I think each one of them have at least 100-yard game, and all of them come in about equal in total offense this year. McClintock is number one. He runs what? Is he the fullback?
No, he's a halfback. They run a wing T. It's Austin Ringstaff, number 31, is the fullback. He to me is their running back, the one that they really like to give the ball to. Then they have Tanner Fizer, who is you know, we call him wing back, dive backs in the wing T. So McClintock is one of the dive backs, and Fizer's the other one. So all three of them run the ball real well. And then they'll bring in a Brokaw kid, a receiver that has some decent speed. And so, you know, we just have to understand that what they're trying to do, they've attempted to throw the ball, but they don't have as much success throwing the football. So, you know, we're expecting them to run the football just like we are. We're going to run the ball, and hopefully the game will be over with an hour and a half. We can come back home victorious.
Of course, they've won three games this season, but two of those wins were against Fulton County, and that's correct. Two of those wins were against Fulton County, and Fulton County is winless. It's kind of an anomaly that they play twice in the same season. Their other victory was over Heath, who is 2-3 at this point, and Reedland won that game, an emotional game. That's a McCracken County big rivalry, and they won it by 2 points. They've lost to Lone Oak 64-0, lost to Lake County in similar fashion 54-14, and come into this game with, of course, it's their first district game as well as it is ours, and I think we're pretty healthy at this point, aren't we? Everybody's back.
Yeah, you know, we have everybody back. We are as healthy as we've been since we started this season. You know, we just have to understand that this is a big district ball game. So what we're hoping for is we're hoping that, that everything that, that we did that led up to this game pays off right now. And this is when you're supposed to be clicking in your district play, fifth game of the season for us. So, you know, we expect to go play a very hard-fought football game and understand that, that we have to make sure that that we do the little things right, do the things fundamentally sound, focus on what we're supposed to be focused on, stay with the game plan, and stay with it, and you know, go 100 miles an hour, and because we can't let up one time. So, you know, they're a decent football team, and we haven't been to Reedland in a while. It's been several years that I know of going to Reedland, you know, so because they came to us last year. So it's been a while since we went to Reedland, and you know, since '97, I think it was.
'97.
Yeah. So it's been 5 years. So it's a different place to play. So we just have to see what happens with the kids.
Are you in charge of the math, Coach Clark? I hope you're in charge of the math. 1997 was 5 years ago. I got him on that one.
I was counting over here. Yeah.
It's been a little longer than that.
It's a little off.
Well, it's been a while, so.
Yeah.
But I'll leave that up to you.
15 years ago.
15 years ago. I mean, that's close. So.
Speaking of Coach Clark and our defensive coordinator, these guys have a three- or four-prong attack with their running backs and the wing backs and the receiver. And quarterback doesn't run a whole lot but can. What do you do to stop that?
Well, what we're going to have to do is make sure that we contain, you know, the outside gaps. We have a pretty good game plan this week. They do try to attack, you know, outside. They run two or three different types of toss and sweeps. They run a wing T formation attack, and they run a lot of motion trying to get you outflanked. And they kind of show their hand on some of those formations and some of their motion that they run. But I'll tell you, I mean, we have a lot of respect for the running backs because they do run hard. You know, their coach has done a good job of renewing some interest there, and he appears to have them have that team excited to play. You know, they're playing with a lot of confidence. Their two losses come to two really good football teams. We've watched both of those on film. But I'll tell you something else too. Our kids are ready to play, get district play started as well, and you know, I think our kids have a lot of goals in mind this season, and they know that we did not do a good job last Friday of tackling and covering our responsibilities, and we've got to renew ourselves as well. And so all records, you know, aside and all that, you know, I expect our kids to go out and have a great game Friday night.
And you've got your defense at full strength, I think, finally, with everybody's going to be in there now.
It is, yeah, and I tell you, it's nice to have everybody full strength, and the thing about it is, you know, when kids get hurt or they're ineligible or, you know, whatever, it creates opportunities for other kids, and we've challenged our sophomores this year to step up and, you know, be contributors, and I think just about every week so far this season, we've had another sophomore step up. Last week, I thought Lane Wallace did a really good job. The week before, Jacob Young did a good job. Dakota Stone's coming along and contributing where he can. And it'll be nice to have those guys, you know, full strength where we can, you know, get them on the field or get them in a supporting role, you know, to help our defense and maybe give somebody a break. But it will be good to have all of our defense ready and supporting cast ready to get in there so that we can give some kids a break so that we can be full throttle on offense as well.
Let's talk a little bit about Grant Gardner, Coach Starnes. Grant came in after the first three games of the season. He was one of the top rushers in Class 2A and with over 100 yards in each game. Of course, did not play last week because that hip injury and did not play against Tillman. Has he practiced well this week? What's his status?
Yeah, I mean, he practiced well. Didn't see any problem this week with his hip. You know, so I think he's also taking care of himself, taking care of what he's supposed to take care of, and got himself ready to play. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to find out where he is. But, you know, we also have to be able to run Zach Tinsley. We have to run Jacob Young. We have to run Dylan Hollis. And we have to run Brendan Phillips. And, you know, so, I mean, we just have to run all these kids and make sure that all of them understand that's what we want to do. We want to wear them down. And, you know, hopefully we can do that and just pound out the clock and some yardage, move the chains, and hopefully that'll help us.
You know, we talk about Reeland having a three or four guys who can run the ball. We certainly do, too, and we've proven that at least in the first three games of the season. Last week was a little rough running against Tillman's defense. A lot of people have trouble running against Tillman. But and then we didn't have Grant as well. But we do have a series of folks that back there that can move the football. And Jacob Young is really coming on. And even against Tillman, he was running hard, kept his feet moving, and he's going to get better.
And as like Coach Clark said, we've challenged these sophomore group to step up and play. And you know, they've responded to that. Jacob Young can be an outstanding running back at Crittenden County if he puts his mind to it. If he dedicates himself to become stronger, to become faster, to make sure he's at practice all the time, to commit to Crittenden County football, he can be a very, very, very good running back. And not just that, but football player. So, you know, that's what we try to challenge all of our kids to do and understand that, you know, that could happen. And we've got some freshmen, I think, that are pushing the sophomores now. Because they showed that they're capable of running the football. So we simply want them to be the best that they can possibly be, and that requires some work and, you know, not wait around and let things happen, but make things happen.
Some of the guys we seldom talk about is those guys up front who did play so well week before last against Union County, and, you know, Eli Bebout and Stefan Cozart and Devin Clark and Bobby Knox and the other guy, Dugan, and
Austin Dunkerson, and Dugan Overfield. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're solid up front. You know, I think that we can play a little bit better. Watching the film, I think we can come off the ball a little bit harder. I think we can take some proper steps that will enable us to be a little bit better. And that's what we have to do. We have to understand. We have to develop the mentality that we are going to blow somebody off the ball every single play, every single time. And my person isn't going to be the one to make the play, whether I'm front side, back side, whether I'm pulling, whether I'm scooping, whether I'm pass blocking, whatever the case is, my guy's not going to make the play, and we have to develop that mentality. But, you know, they did a great job against Union County. They provided us the holes where we can run, and we're going to have that again this year. I mean, this week. So, you know, we've challenged those guys as well. And I've talked to them and told them we're going to win this game with these guys up front. So, you know, I look for them to come off the ball hard and see if we can sustain some blocks so we can get some yardage.
Going into this game, you are 8-1 against Reedland. One loss, and that's the one you remembered. That's the one you talked about. So I guess we're going to go into this game with a full intention, obviously, not to add another scar on that, especially with the last time we're going to play Reedland and last time they're going to have a homecoming. Who do you pick to click? You want to pick a player to click this week? Who's got to have a good game?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I honestly think that Eli Bebout's the one that's going to have a huge game for, especially on defense. So I think he's the one that's going to have a big night, and we expect some things out of him. But, yeah, I mean, it's bitter. I still go back and look at the 94 season and see where that one game where they beat us, and it wasn't just to beat us. And I understand that. I understand from their standpoint. But I was embarrassed because I was the one that they were showing on TV as celebrating for and stuff like that. So we still have some things that we have to do, and we're going to make sure that our kids play hard.
And that was 18 years ago.
Not five, 18
years ago. It's been a long time.
How long ago has that been?
Well, you won't carry a grudge, will you?
How long has that been? 18? 18 years? Wow.
Coach Clark, you got to pick the click this week?
No, we're going to continue to play as a team. You know, we are our defensive game plan. We put a lot of pressure on our safeties this week and our cover two safety. So, you know, Grant and Clint, we expect to have big games. We got Lane Wallace backing those guys up. He's going to come in and play a great supporting role. But it's got to be a total team effort. I really believe that.
All right, Reedland, 7:30 now, 7:30 games. That later kickoff down at Reedland High School on this side of McCracken County. As soon as you come into the county there, it'll be the last time we get to go to Reedland. So enjoy your trip. We'll see you down there on Friday night at 7:30. This is the Rocket Pregame Show brought to you by Farmers Bank and Trust of Marion, Kentucky.